Gloria Hicks McLaughlin. Thanks for tuning in to God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast at godsword.eprn.us. Today's scripture references come from the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 9 and 10, reading from the NIV translation of the Holy Writ. Hear the word of the Lord. Since we have come now, being justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son. How much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? The word of the Lord. Now we will listen to a song entitled "There Was Jesus" by Zach Williams and Dolly Parton.
Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand, start to fall, and all those lonely roads that I've traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. Well, there was Jesus. In the way, and in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. So I thank God every day. Well, there was Jesus.
There was Jesus.
In the way, in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, shadows of the alleys,
there was Jesus.
In the
Jesus, Jesus.
The scripture was read previously for your hearing. Today's message is entitled, A Word on Reconciliation. A Word on Reconciliation. The word reconciliation is a word having multiple meanings. It is used as it relates to situations, can be used in the process of two or more persons in a conflict agreeing to make amends or coming to a truce. In Christian theology, reconciliation is a component or a part of salvation to refer to the results of atonement. Reconciliation is the end of the alienation caused by original sin between God and humanity. The story behind original sin is told in the Old Testament book of Genesis, where God had made a perfect world. In that perfect world, he created Adam and put him in the Garden of Eden, which was a very blissful place where the only thing that Adam had to do was to take care of the garden. Things went wrong in the perfect world of the Garden of Eden, which led to the original sin, which then led to God's plan for reconciliation between God himself and humanity. This reconciliation is about God's love for you and for me. It's about the love that caused Jesus to die for us. It's about the love that God sent his Holy Spirit to live in us and guide us every day, one day at a time. Reconciliation is about the power that raised Christ from the dead, which is the same power that saved you and is available to you every single day of your life. Be certain that you have a ginormous receptacle of power and love to call on each day that Christ is a part of your life. Call on him to help you meet every challenge. Call on him to circumvent every obstacle. Call on him to overcome every trial that may confront you. Be assured that you, through your prayer, you can call on God's power and loving help as you need it, and for as much as you need it. God is waiting for us to call on him for whatsoever your needs are, without you having to feel like you're worrying God. No such thing. He's waiting to hear from you. He wants you to pray to him. He wants you to ask him for what you need. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we are so blessed that you are holy and not associated with sin. We humbly confess that we are not perfect, and we confess that we have fallen short of your glory. Please forgive us our shortcomings. Thank you for the blessed assurance that we can pray to you at any time. Thank you for being our Lord and Savior. We pray for those who don't know you as their Savior, that they will desire to learn of you and that they desire to be saved. These and all blessings we ask in the name of our Lord and Savior, who is Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our closing song is entitled Reconciliation Song by People and Songs.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets, or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.